Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron. And tonight we're going to discuss going from winning to losing and how hard that can be. Right now, my husband's won like 90% of his matches. I know Aaron has won a majority of her matches, and I have only won a few, and it has been very difficult.
You had harder matches than I have. I keep telling you this. I know you don't believe it, but you have played harder matches. You, Carolyn and I are both singles players, but I did not play almost any single. Maybe I played one or two singles matches this spring because I was injured. I had, you know, just a weird injury come up right before spring. You have been on court one singles as a brand new 4-0 and lost a lot of those matches, but lost them in close tiebreakers, which I think my philosophy is you can flip a coin sometimes when it comes to a tiebreaker.
Yes. It's just more fun to win. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You feel better about yourself. And my husband is like, what did you expect? You just got bumped. I expected to win. And I want to win. And I hate losing. I think you have a much better mentality. And so does my husband about losing where, you know, like you just want to play good tennis.
Yes.
You always tell that to me.
Yeah. I was excited to be to get bumped up, even though I wanted to bump myself down because almost none of our 3-5 friends, only one other 3-5 friend of ours at our club got bumped up. And, you know, we want to play with all our friends. Like, number one, that to me, that's the most fun thing about tennis is to play with your friends and have a good time. And if you can't do that, which, you know, on a lot of courts we couldn't because some of our 3-5 friends weren't playing up to 4-0 because for whatever reason, my next favorite thing is to, well, my all-time favorite thing is to have fun, but my next favorite thing is to just have really good tennis, win or lose.
Yes.
I would rather lose a really fun, good match that I feel like I learned from than win a match that was just easy to win.
Yeah, I agree.
You're like,
with that,
yeah, not me.
But I'm not sure I really feel that way. You know, like I totally agree. And that's the way I should think about it. It's really hard to come back and say, hey, I lost another one. My husband did, though. He lost a season at 3-5. He lost like almost all his matches. And now he's winning almost all his matches at 4-0.
Yeah, at 4-0.
And so the advice he gave me is like, play now so that 2 years from now, you're rolling people.
Exactly.
You may miss the shots now. But play so that you will eventually win.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing he did? And he also reminded me too. He said, you probably aren't, because there's a part of me that's like, am I getting worse? And it's just, I'm playing better people. And so they're making me hit that extra ball.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a little stuff where they're not just randomly hitting it out the way I randomly hit it out.
Right. And how many times are we on a court that we say we made the right shot or we made the right decision. We just couldn't execute it.
Yes.
I think that is like, I feel like I've learned a lot about tennis and I know a lot about tennis, but I can't actually execute what I know because my skill level isn't there yet. But if we keep at it, like that's why we take lessons and clinics and keep playing matches and play for fun because we will get there, but we can't expect it to be overnight, you know, and especially right when you get bumped up. We're now at the bottom of the totem pole. In the rankings, right? So we went from being at the upper echelon and like being able to win everything. That's why we got bumped because, you know, now we're in the next level. And so I've told you this before, and I may have even said it on this podcast, but I thought it was really funny right after I found out, right after you and I got bumped. I talked to another friend of ours that has been a 4-0 for a while. And she said, oh, congratulations. I saw that you got bumped up from a 3-5 to a 4-0. And I said, thank you. I'm really excited. And she said, welcome to Loserville. And it made me laugh. And I think about it every time I'm on the court. And she's so right.
Yes. It's so true. And it's
so
hard.
True.
And it's really hard. And I didn't think I was this person that had to win, but I'm realizing that maybe, you know, I need to think about tennis differently and enjoy it because I am very grateful to be out there. But there is a part of me that is very competitive and I want to win. And when I lose, especially the close matches, it's really hard. And I remember one time my husband told me, hey, you know, you probably play, like I lost in match tiebreak. He said, if you played that way at 3-5, you would have won that match.
Exactly.
But because you played a good 4-0, you're going to lose. And so I'm just trying to remember
that. That's
really
smart. Yeah.
Yes. I'm trying to remember these things, but let's mark down the date and see if I am winning 2 years from now.
Okay.
But it is hard to play that way, which is, okay, let me do this stuff now that I may miss, but that, you know, I'll eventually make if I keep doing it. Mm-hmm. But it is very hard. And I'm just not very good. Like, I need to be aware that
welcome
I'm not very
good. Welcome to Loserville. And, I understand.
And that we are at the bottom of the 4-0 yes. level. And so yes. people that have been playing at that level for, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, you stay at that 4-0 level for a long time. I yes. feel like those 2-5 and 3-0 years, you can move up quickly. You know, if you play enough, you know, play often enough, you can move up quickly. And then there are, you know, the 3-5 and the 4-0 years can be very, very long, which they should be really, because nobody wants to get bumped to a 4-5, you know?
Right. that's the end. That's
right.
The end.
Yeah. 4-5. I feel like that's, yeah, at least in our area, I do feel like, you know, you just kind of run out of people to play with or whatever. But I've heard a lot of people at 3-5 and 4-0 quit. And when you and I talked about doing this episode, it made me think about those people. And I wonder, I've always, you know, I've heard from people saying like, oh, it gets too serious. But I think two different things. One, it makes me laugh because I was playing with my friend Rebecca, and she said we were playing two other 4-0 ladies, and it was super competitive. And this was just like a competitive practice match. This wasn't even like a USTA match. And I remember her and I were just like running everywhere. I mean, it was tough. And I just remember her going, man, do you remember when we were 2-5s and it was just so easy to win? Like, yes. This was so hard, you know?
Yes.
And it makes me laugh. But the other thing that I think people were quitting because of like bad line calls or, you know, it got nasty, you know, maybe they had a couple nasty, whatever. But I think it's probably, when I think about it in this episode, I think a lot of it is like they were used to winning.
Yes.
And when they're not winning, it's no longer fun. And recreational tennis, everyone goes into it to have fun. And if you're not having fun, then you might as, you know, then I think a lot of people are like, I'm just going to quit because that's just not, I'm not getting out of it what I wanted. And for them, having fun is winning.
Yes. Yes. And for me. And for
yeah.
But I do think, like my husband said, it's like, it's a process, and he's giving me all this, you know, you need to focus on the little things to get better, and that it's not.
And don't you want to play forever? Do you want to play for a long, long time? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That is true.
Yeah. Then I think learning, you know, if you learn one thing every time you walk on a court, I think that's great, because if you're going to play for 30 plus years, I think it'll get boring if we're great now and we win. Like, I think I said that recently. I'm like, if we were winning all the time, I don't think we'd have to find some other sport that we weren't good at to have a challenge, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Because there's like, there's a million things in tennis. It's not just like a racket, a ball, and a net. There's like strategy and the right shots and the right shot selection. And I mean, there's a million things to our sport to learn, and we can't know them all now.
That's true. That's true. And if you're only focused on winning, you're not going to have much fun, because if you're at the right level, you should at least be 50-50 or, you know, around there. You shouldn't be winning all your matches. So, but it is a hard transition. It's a hard transition, especially if you're someone that did start as a 2-5, because obviously, you know, you when you win a lot, you feel good, and then you feel like you're a really good player.
And tennis is, it's minute to minute, it's hour to hour, it's day to day. So,
and it's who you're playing against.
It's always
who you're playing against. Do they have the ball you don't like? Are they rated? Are they on the very high side, getting ready to be bumped to 4-5? Because there's a big difference between playing someone on the very low side and someone on the very high side.
Yeah. At all levels.
At all levels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it is good to kind of look afterwards and see, because I did, my husband was like, you need to look and see what they're rated. See if it is, you know, that you are getting worse. Are you playing higher rated people? And a lot of times I was playing people that had beaten me. Yeah.
Very high rated people. Yeah. You had tough, tough singles matches in the spring that I did not have, because I just couldn't play them, but
it's still really hard to lose.
I know. I agree.
I got to change my mentality in order
People
to
don't
do
even
it.
Like to lose clinics. I've heard of people like not cheating in clinic, because like how much can you really cheat? But like they literally want to win clinic. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that's how competitive they are. So.
Yes. And it's weird too. I think tennis is very, I mean, at least in singles, it is so, you know, one-on-one. Yeah. It's very, it feels very personal compared yes. to any other sport I've played that's been more of a team sport. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's part of it.
That's a good point. Yep. They say playing tennis is being out on an island by yourself.
Yes.
You have to figure it out. You have to, yeah. There's no coaching, unfortunately, unless you're on the team.
You got to figure it out. Once that rule changed.
Yes, that's why I said it that way. We're going to change. We're going to play long enough where I'm going to get that rule changed. But
yes.
Yeah, you are. You have to figure it all out on your own. And then when you walk off a loser, you feel like a loser.
Yeah, because you're either going to be a winner or a loser that day. Right. You, especially in singles, you that day lost to this person.
Thanks very much to Erin for discussing this. I think she is exactly right that if this is a sport that I want to play for a number of years, I am going to lose a lot of matches. So I need to change my mentality. We hope you'll check out our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.